InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
For a lot of families, one unexpected medical bill can change everything. But just how far can those consequences go? A new national study is taking a closer look, and the findings may surprise you. Joining us now is the lead researcher, Catherine Ettman, PhD, and assistant professor in the Bloomberg School's Department of Health Policy and Management. Professor, what first prompted your team to explore the relationship between medical debt and housing instability?
Our team is interested in understanding how assets can shape health outcomes and how health and use of health services can shape different assets. So in our work, we've looked at financial assets, physical assets, and social assets to try to understand more holistically a patient's economic standing and stability. We knew that these factors were interrelated, so we wanted to explore how experiencing medical debt following health services utilization could lead to changes in housing.
And your study found a 7 percentage point higher chance of housing instability among those with medical debt. How significant is that in public health terms?
We found that people who experience medical debt were 44% more likely to experience housing difficulties in the next year. So for reference, we found that 23% of adults with medical debt experienced some type of housing instability. 23% is almost one in four adults. This is compared to 16% of adults without medical debt who were experiencing some type of housing instability.
Why were renters disproportionately affected compared to homeowners?
In the United States, owning a home is a large portion of a family's net worth. And owning a home can be an asset that both shows that people have accrued wealth over time and may protect health in ways that renters may not have the same stability or financial standing.
Would you say that housing instability might worsen the medical condition due to the stress?
Housing and health are related. Having stable housing is important for having good health and being able to follow healthcare regimen. So yes, housing instability could lead to poorer health.
And can you explain the cascade of consequences that begin with medical debt and lead to worse situations?
Experiencing medical debt can contribute to a family's overall financial stability. If they have medical debt or high medical expenses, they may make decisions in their overall budget that can shape their health and shape their financial stability. So for example, if a family has medical debt, they may have to pull back on expenses for groceries, or they may have to make late payments to other expenses in order to cover their medical expenses. So even what we've captured in the United States around medical debt may be an underestimate of the true burden that patients undergo due to high medical expenses.
We're talking with Catherine Ettman, PhD, an assistant professor in the Bloomberg School's Department of Health Policy and Management, about a new national study that takes a look at the connection between medical bills and housing instability. What surprised you most about the results of this analysis you did?
Experiencing medical debt was linked with having housing instability. And this suggests that even receiving medical care or having an unexpected health event could then have a cascade on housing and other factors that are needed to protect health and keep families financially stable.
You noted that most participants were white homeowners earning over $60,000. How might results differ in more economically vulnerable populations?
It is possible that populations with more economic instability may be even more sensitive to the effects of unexpected medical debt.
What policy changes could potentially reduce the link between medical debt and housing instability?
Well, first, ensuring that American families have financial stability could help them withstand unexpected expenses, including medical debt.
You mentioned insurers. What about hospitals? Can they help in preventing this chain reaction?
Some hospitals provide financial assistance for patients who cannot pay their bills. So patients can reach out to hospitals to see whether they can set up installment plans or even receive discounts on their care, depending on their financial situation.
For people who are listening right now who are dealing with medical debt, what would be practical steps to help them reduce the risk of housing problems?
I'm not a financial advisor, but I would recommend that patients look at their overall financial budgets and try to maximize savings to the extent possible and potentially call hospitals to see if possible to work with them on paying off their medical debts.
Catherine Ettman, PhD, Assistant Professor in the Bloomberg School's Department of Health Policy and Management. Professor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for taking the time.
And that's it for this week's show. Our internet services are provided by Pear Networks. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. We hope you'll join us right here next week for another edition of InfoTrack.